check.
Recording in progress.
And guess?
Yes. So I think we can be able to start. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
I'll call the names of members on the platform check. Mr. Dillon.
Honorable Emmons.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning to everyone on the platform.
Good morning. Welcome.
Mr. Mbuyani.
Honorable Mbuyani.
Chairperson, good morning. Good morning, colleagues. I'm present. Thank you.
Welcome.
Chair, Ms. Tahum.
Honorable Mutahum.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, everyone. I'm present.
Morning, 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 on town. Okay, Andre, can you proceed? Andre, are you cut? Secretariat?
Andre's not on the platform, Chair.
Okay, maybe we can get the other.
We are trying to establish what is happening. We'll get back to you in a minute.
Okay.
Honorable Wendring is here, Chair, so.
Honorable Wendring, good morning, Honorable Wendring.
Good morning, morning, colleagues.
Yes. Welcome. Good morning.
Honorable Yago is also here, Chair.
What's that?
Honorable Yago.
Yago. Oh, sorry. Honorable Yago, welcome. Welcome.
Yeah. Morning, Chair. Mwatse.
Honorable Mwatse. Mwatse.
Mwatse.
Oh, moro moro tata, friends, namaste. Wamukelekile.
Go to start.
Okay. I think we have actually got the sizable number of the. Yes, Andre.
My apologies. I had some connectivity challenges. I do not know if any of my other colleagues continued with the roll call, Chair.
Yes, no, the honourable members were very flexible. They actually did declare their presence. Yeah, so let me just check who's actually not covered.
It's okay if I just look at these two members not covered, but the two members have an apology that I have.
Okay, and then just take us through the apologies.
Okay, with the apologies that I have at the moment is Mr. Mulder, Chair, and then Mr. has party business, and Mr. McPherson, he will join us a bit later because he's flying in town this morning, and he will be arriving at 9 o'clock. He will join us soon as he's able to, Chair. I'm not sure if Mr. has joined the platform yet, Chair. Normally he would. He may have connectivity problems if he, I don't know if he joined while I was off the platform, Chair.
Okay, okay. I'm sure we can actually be able to proceed because in terms of numbers, it does seem...
We can proceed, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me actually have the adoption of the agenda before us. It's on the deliberations of the remitted bills. So if I can actually then, that's the main item. There's also minutes of our committee. So those are the two suggested agenda item for today's meeting. Can I actually get the members to guide?
Here we have Mr. Mbuyani, sir.
Okay, Mbuyani.
Chairperson, thank you. I propose that we adopt the agenda as presented. Thank you very much, Chair.
Chair, we have Ms.
Mutahum. Honorable Mutahum.
Thanks, Chair. I second the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you. Let me just check. Are there any objections? which is actually the item we have to proceed on. Secretariat, maybe we can just... Yes, sir?
Can I proceed, Chair?
Yes.
At last week's meeting, Advocate Van der Merwe took the committee through the proposed amendments of what needs to be advertised and all the other amendments. And the committee resolved that they should take those amendments to their respective party caucuses for the input and discussion. The members are today required to give feedback to those proposed amendments. So we're in the hands of the committee on how we proceed, if we're going to hear the input from parties on their position regarding these proposed amendments. So in order for us to publish the matters that was proposed by the DTIC and Advocate Van der Merwe. So this morning we need to hear the views of the respective parties on all those proposals, Chair, and whether we should proceed with publication of the advert.
Okay. Let's actually then take the first process of the feedback and then be able to actually invite parties to give us feedback.
Raise their hand, Chair.
Come again.
Mrs. Hermans, raise their hand, Chair.
Okay. Honourable Hermans.
Good morning, Chair. The ANC is in agreement with the document that was tabled and amended in the previous PC, and we are comfortable the amendments can be made and that the those that must be advertised will be advertised. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Emmons. Are the other hands, Secretariat?
Chair, at the moment there's no hands, but Mr. Cup is going late. Maybe we need to indicate what the process is to Mr. Cup, Chair, if I may.
Honourable Cuthbert. Honourable Cuthbert.
Good morning, Chairperson.
Oh, good morning.
Just to indicate to Mr. Cuthbert the process this morning, he wasn't on the platform and I explained, is that the committee last week was taken through the proposed amendments for the that needs to be advertised and the other amendments, and committee resolved they will take those matters to their respective caucuses. And today is for the parties to come up with a proposal or express their view on those proposals so the committee can either decide to publish or move forward on the matter. So Mrs. Hermans move on behalf of the ANC that they're in agreement, so we're just asking all other parties in that regard. So Mr. Cuthbert is then on board with
what okay. Proposals. Honourable Cuthbert, maybe you've got your comments as feedback as agreed on the
my comments for now, thanks to this.
Yes. Okay, so quite comfortable with process. Okay. Can we then check maybe with other parties? Thank you, Honourable Cuthbert. And thank you, Honourable Hermans. Can we just get other parties to comment?
Ms. Yako raised the hand, Chair.
Honourable Yako.
Thank you, Chair. I don't have a comment for now either.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honourable Yako. Can we just check further other parties' comments?
Chair, from the ACDP, we too don't have a challenge with the process, and so we reserve our comments for now, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Ring. Can we then move on to the next party representative?
Okay, that is currently all parties on the platform, Chair.
Yeah.
In terms of Mrs. Herman's proposal, I assume that that Mr. Ring supported, seconded that proposal, and or should we seconder for the proposal made by Mrs. Herman. Mr. Mbuyani?
Okay. Let's hear Mr. Mbuyani.
Chairperson, thanks again. I would like to second the proposal made by the Honorable Hermans to say let us proceed with the progress moving forward in terms of advertising and also the process that has been suggested by Advocate. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Then, Secretariat, I'm sure we can then be able to summarize our process in terms of the next way forward, and then maybe move to the next item on the agenda, because this one it's agreed to. Secretariat?
Chair, if I may just to alert members that we, notwithstanding the decision of the committee now, that we may proceed with publication and advertising those clauses, we will be subject to the decision made by the House that that is coming up tomorrow. So it will be subject to the approval of the House for us to proceed from a technical perspective, but we have the committee's decisions. So when the House make that decision tomorrow, the matter is up before the NA tomorrow, we will then proceed with the necessary steps going forward, Chair. Chair, as the members indicated, that they are okay with the amendments proposed that needs to be advertised and the other broader amendments. I don't know if Advocate Van der Merwe wish to comment or anything. Then we may proceed with the next item on the agenda and with the minutes. So I don't know if Advocate Van der Merwe wants to comment before we proceed, Chair.
Okay. Advocate, good morning. It is actually quite appropriate that we invite you, just as our Secretariat have concluded in a sense of where we are and what should be processed moving forward. I think definitely we would actually appreciate to hear you in the same sense of how we are going to take the process forward. Advocate, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Chairperson, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. As you said, I'm now part of the team, so it's a good thing I get to meet all the members this morning. Good morning, members. Thank you for those decisions and for giving us that the support sort of to the extent of what we've prepared that the committee agrees with that and that we can go ahead. What I'm going to do now is to in fact with the whole support team, we'll work on an advert, of course, that will go out. Our thinking is that the advert will give some description of the wording, but we will make the wording, the actual wording, available on Parliament's website. Just to save cost, you've seen what a lengthy document that was in the end. And I think about at least a third of that document will have to be advertised, the wording. And what I'm going to do is every clause that is affected, I will be putting the amendment into that clause to make it very easy for the public to understand what it is that is being amended in each clause. And I will then provide that with the Secretariat. We will be working together to get that out for the committee. It is for the committee to decide, because we still have meetings scheduled tomorrow and also Friday. We can continue on those, on the wording that does not have to be advertised. That is something the committee can already deliberate on. It is mainly technical, but I think the committee has also seen that, and from what I now understand, the committee is of the view, that we simply proceed with that. But again, we're in the hands of the committee. So just that is the process forward, and as Mr. Hermans explained as well, we're just waiting for the House to give that final approval, just so that we know when we advertise we have the necessary go-ahead and authority for purposes of procurement and so on. Chair, that is it from my side. I think everything is lined up. We are working together behind the scenes, and we will get something out for the committee to advertise. And in respect of the other wording, we're in the hands of the committee. If the committee wants to proceed today or even tomorrow and Friday, tomorrow and Friday on discussing that wording, or wait for everything to be discussed at the same time. The wording that has to be discussed are very technical. It's things that are like duplication, changing a phrase to a different phrase, and so on. So it's not, I don't think it will be contentious matters. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay.
Mr. Hemmings raised the hand, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Hemmings.
Chair, I just want clarity. We have received a presentation from Advocate van der Merwe. So I was under the impression that document that we looked at last week was the amendments of wording that does not need advertising and those that need advertising. So we've already received a presentation on that. That is why my proposal for adoption contain both those that must be advertised and those amendments that must be made. But I just want clarity, because it seems like the way Advocate van der Merwe is explaining is that it's a separate process that must be followed for those technical amendments of words.
Okay, I will allow Advocate to comment. Are there any other members, Secretariat, raising him? Because I know that Advocate.
Yes, and if I may follow Advocate van der Merwe, Chair, thanks.
Okay. Advocate.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm actually so glad for that question for clarity, because it also provided me with clarity. Yes, the document contained both wording for advertisement and the technical or duplication, the things that didn't have to be advertised. So the document that I presented last week are all the current proposed amendments. Everything was in there. Even the ones that have been agreed on in the first discussions on retrospectivity. So all the amendments were contained in that document. There is nothing else at the moment that's being proposed. Of course, that might change once we get inputs from the public, but I'm not running ahead there. The document contained all the amendments, and yes, I wasn't sure if the committee was saying everything is done. Now I also understand the committee is happy that the wording as it is there, that is what has to be amended, and what has to be advertised will be advertised. So that actually closes that very nicely. Thank you very much.
Just to follow up.
Okay.
If I may. Now, it's clear that there is no, the issue that's on the matter raised, whether the meetings that we scheduled for tomorrow and Friday is still should continue based on the decision that the committee took. Now, those 2 days meetings are superfluous and is not required. So just the committee just confirm that decision based on the response to clarity seeking questions that the committee don't need to meet tomorrow or Friday. We have then concluded the discussion for now on the matter, and we will now proceed with the based on whether the House decides tomorrow on advertising, and the committee then will continue with those deliberations when they return in the new term. Did Mrs. Yaku raise her hand, Chair?
Honorary Yaku.
Thank you, Chair. I don't mean to take us back. However, is there a list of the provisions that will be advertised that we can look at, maybe? Or has that been done already? Have I missed it?
We have circulated that list last Wednesday, but we can redistribute the list that will be advertised, so members will have the list. So we will make sure that members have that list that was Advocate Mavis took the committee through last week, and the committee agreed to this morning. So that list we can redistribute to all members. So all members should have a copy of that list, Chair. Chair,
okay,
it's also just to indicate that the intention is to publish from this weekend onwards, Chair, if the House makes the decision tomorrow. So. But we will keep members posted on the process as it unfolds behind the scene regarding that. Chair, Mr. McPherson has joined us, and he raised his hand, Chair.
Honourable,
just to say that I have joined. Thanks.
Welcome,
I'm fine, Chair.
Yeah. Okay. Unless there are further questions, I think the process in terms of this agenda item, it's actually clarified. And there will actually be obviously a continuous engagement. And the committee open spaces is to actually have more time for clarity and engagement, fully supported by the parliamentary team, which is actually this stage led by our advocate, Van der Merwe. Secretariat, on the way forward, this particular one?
Chair, on the way forward, as agreed, we will then await the outcome of the decision of the House tomorrow, Chair. Once we receive the outcome, we will, and we are making assumption it will be a positive outcome, then we will proceed with publication. All the other technical administrative matters is lined for that to happen, Chair. So hopefully, following the decision of the House tomorrow, Chair, we will then intend to publish this weekend, from this weekend onwards, in all official languages, and it will follow throughout the week going forward, Chair. We will also ensure that all these matters are on the parliamentary social media platforms, indicating the wording for members for the public to comment on, Chair, and the due date that is required for the public to comment. So that we are lined up, Chair, and we will only proceed once the House makes the decision. And based on the decision the committee took, there's no requirement for the committee to meet on these matters tomorrow nor Friday, and then the committee will continue with the meetings of following week. Next item on the agenda, Chair, if that is clear, is that we will consider outstanding minutes, Chair, that's on our plate. Committees do not consider the minutes, so we have a set of minutes that we need to adopt just to ensure that we in compliance with the requirements from the House Chair's Office, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Honourable Members. I'm sure we can then move on to the next item on the agenda. Secretariat, if you can fly to the first set of minutes and take us through.
Thank you, Chair. Today we it's a set of minutes that is long overdue, and we have just finalised it. It was presented to the committee, but there were some technical changes that we had to effect. Based on the 12th of May this year, Chair, and it's just in relation to the reservations and consideration of the first draft of the budget vote for trade and industry and competition, Chair. And Margaret can go down, Chair. Down. We have made an apology of Mr. Mulder in that regard, Chair. We go down. The committee deliberated on the reservations of the chairpersons on the remitted bill and the first draft of the budget vote report. If you go down. Chair, the concerns that some members had that it didn't accurately reflect the position of parties. Hopefully we made the correction as requested, reflecting the position of all parties on all matters during captured in 2. If we go down. The original set didn't accurately capture the position of other parties, and we hope it does now, okay. If we go down. And then we can consider the first draft of the budget vote report, Chair. And Mr. Sheldon took the committee through that report. These proposals were considered, the conclusions were submitted by the Chair. The committee deliberated and made some changes, and the committee resolved that the reservation should be distributed to members and parties should submit conclusions, and the committee agreed to formally adopt both reports on Friday the 14th of May, and the meeting adjourned at 9:50. That's at the the minister for the 12th of May, Chair.
Let me check with honourable members. Is there corrections? Honourable Hammonds.
Thank you, Chair. I move the adoption of the minutes as tabled. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Hammonds. Can we check if ever there's any seconder?
Yes, Chair. Mohassar.
Honourable
Yes, Chairperson, I second the move of the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Let's check if ever there's any objections. In the absence of any objection, can we take the next set of minutes? These ones are agreed to. Can I pick up the next set, Secretariat?
Chair, the next set is the minutes of the 9th of November. Agenda item was a response from the DDIC on the submissions regarding the Copyright and Performance Protection Amendment Bills. We also received a briefing by the Office of Auditor General on the audit outcomes as related to the DDIC and its entities. Then we also received a briefing on the DDIC's annual report, as well as on its first quarter financial and non-financial performance for the 2021-22 financial year. Go down. Here we had apologies from Mr. Mulder and Mr. King for those two meetings. And if we go down, we did the introductory thing where we indicate what we are. Go down. Then the DDIC, led by the minister, provided a response to the submission received with regard to the Copyright and Performance Protection Amendment Bill, and we captured the issues raised by the members. Go down. So that, the meeting adjourned, and then that was followed by at 11:55, and the meeting reconvened at 1. Where we received a briefing by the Office of the AG on the audit outcomes as it relates to the DDIC and its entities. That briefing was led by Ms. Myberg and Ms. Marsh Chow. The committee deliberated, and the matters are all detailed in the report that was tabled. Then the committee received a briefing on the annual report, also led by Minister and the Acting DG, Ms. Mabichi Thompson, and CFO Mr. Khan, and that was also as captured in the report that eventually was adopted. Okay, the meeting adjourned. We just need to correct the timing for that meeting, Chair, but it adjourned at 16:40, my day. Okay, that's the conclusion.
Well, thank you. Are there any comments, questions on the minutes? And if not, can we actually check if our members agree to accept the minutes as true reflection of the meeting we had?
Mrs. Hermans raised the hand, Chair.
Honourable Hermans.
Thank you, Chair. I wish to propose adoption of the minutes as tabled. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honourable Hammonds moved. Honourable Watsi.
Thank you, Chairperson. Seconded.
Thank you. The minutes are agreed to. Let me check if ever there's any objection. In the absence, can we proceed to the next set?
Okay, the next set of minutes is the 10th of November. The agenda item for today was a consideration of first draft, the fourth quarter report on the Department of Trade DTIC's financial and non-financial performance for the 2021 financial year. And we also considered draft minutes, Chair. If you can go down, we have an apology for Mr. Mulder, Ms. McPherson and Mr. Singh for those for that meeting. Okay. We go down. Chairperson, you submitted the fourth quarter report, and the NT submitted concluding remarks for consideration. And when Mrs. Sheldon took the committee through those concluding remarks, which is captured in the minutes, Chair. If you go down, there was proposed amendments, Chair, on point 3 and point 5. And then we had a move for the adoption of that report to be circulated to protect the party caucuses for consideration. And then we adopted minutes dated 24th, 25th, 1st September, 7th September for the committee's consideration. Okay. Okay, then the meeting adjourned at 9:54 until Friday the 12th.
Okay. Can I take comments on the amendments before there's actually acceptance or not, honourable members?
Mr. Hermans, raise the hand, please.
Honourable Hermans.
Thank you, Comrade Chair. I wish to adopt the minutes as tabled. Thank you.
Thank you. There's a move out for the adoption of the minutes. Honourable Hammonds. Honourable members, any agreement to acceptance of the minutes?
Mr. Mbuyane, Chair.
Honourable Mbuyane.
Chairperson, thank you. I second the proposal for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you.
Honourable Mbuyane adopts the minutes. Can we check if there's any objections in the absence? It's agreed to. Can we then proceed to the next set, Secretariat?
Chair, the next set of minutes is the 12th of November. In this meeting, we received the response from Anthea van der Merwe on the submission received with regard to the Copyright and the Performance Protection Amendment Bills. And the committee formally considered the adoption of the fourth quarter report. If we go down. Here we have apologies to Mr. McPherson and Mr. Fring during this meeting, Chair. If we go down. Here we proceeded with Advocate van der Merwe, proceeded to brief the committee on her responses to the submission to receive. On the remitted bills, the 2.2 highlight the issues that the committee focus on during that proceeding. If we go down. Okay, we informed we formally considered the fourth quarter report on financial and non-financial performance of the TTIC. And Chair, you submitted the report for consideration, and we just took the committee through the conclusions. And again, then we have Mr. Mbuyane, seconded by Mrs. Hermans, move for the adoption of the report, and was agreed to the EFE reserve the position on the report.
Okay. Honourable members, is there any? Honourable Mwatse.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move adoption of the minutes as presented.
Honourable Mwatse move for the adoption of the minutes.
Can
we get a second? Honourable Hammond.
Thank you, Chair. I second the adoption of the minutes as tabled. Thank you.
Let's check if ever there's any objection. In the absence, the minutes are agreed to. I have a bit of a cough, Honourable Mwatse.
get strong
very soon. Thank you very much. Let's actually then proceed to the next set of minutes.
The next set of minutes was on the 16th, meeting was on the 16th of November. The committee continued deliberations on the remittables, Chair, and we also considered the draft program going forward, Chair. If we go down, we had the apologies of Mr. McPherson and Mr. Hung, who was struggling that day to connect, Chair. Then we, committee started with a submission, and the briefing was led by Dr. Masocha, by the DTIC, on the amendments that require House permission or that may require to be advertised in relation to the remitted bills. She was followed by Advocate de Marvel, with the committee on legal considerations in relation to the proposed amendments. And the committee continued deliberation and highlighted some key points. Okay. And then the committee resolved that members should be given opportunity to consult the party caucuses on the House's required information from the House for taking a final position in this regard. Therefore, that will be postponed from Wednesday the 17th to Friday the 19th. And the timeline as presented was amended. Here, the committee considered the draft program and concluded business at 11:02 on Wednesday. Until Wednesday the 7th.
Okay. Can we check from members any correction or comments? Honourable members, if you accept the minutes
Mr.
or not.
Mr. Chair?
Honourable Hammonds.
Thank you, Chair. I propose adoption of the minutes as tabled.
There's a mover for the adoption of the minutes.
Mr. Mwatse,
Honourable Mwatse.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second.
Thank you. Let's check if ever there's any objection on the adoption of the minutes, Honourable Members. If not, can we then agree to that? We actually accept the meeting as true reflection of our meeting as the portfolio committee. Secretary, if you can move to the next item.
Our next meeting will place on the 17th, and we look at the committee consider the first of the budget review and the recommendation report. We go down. We had apologies from, I think it's Mr. McPherson, Rick only. And here you submitted the report for consideration. The chairperson indicated that the ANC had submitted concluding remarks for consideration, and the secretariat committee threw those concluding remarks and recommendations. If you go down, those concluding remarks is captured in. So in the minute, as is, Chair. If you go down. If you go, are you going too fast now? The committee deliberated on these submissions from the ANC, and we hope we captured the position of parties on certain of these proposals. For instance, the issue of local beneficiation and localization. The DA objected to the inclusion of the conclusion to a differing policy stance. On point three, the ACDP, DA, and Freedom Front rejected the inclusion of the conclusion due to a differing policy stance. On point four, as well, due to a differing policy stance, the ACDP proposed that the district model be excluded from the conclusion. On point six, there was additions made at that. Then the DA and Freedom Front objected to the amendment due to different policy stance on black-owned millers to be added to those concluding remarks. On point seven, was substituted to contribute to the development of an alternative value chain for the sugar industry would enable the sugar industry to diversify and beneficiate sugarcane crops. This man as part of the developing alternative value chain. The committee advised the secretary to advise that the first proposed recommendation is procedurally out of order and could be considered as a concluding remark. On the second recommendation, the DA, ACDP and Freedom of Rights objected to the inclusion of the segmentation due to a different stand. The committee resolved that they will submit these proposed conclusions and recommendations to the respective caucuses for the input before the committee formally considers the budget review and recommendation report on Friday the 19th. The meeting concluded at 11:40 on Friday the 19th.
Okay, Secretariat, I think we can actually then invite comments from members, honorable members. And then the...
Mrs. Hermans, Chair?
Okay, honorable Hermans.
Thank you, Chair. I propose adoption of the minutes as tabled. Thank you.
There's a mover for the adoption. Honorable Mbuyan.
Chairperson, thank you for the opportunity. I second the proposal made by Ms. Thank you.
There's a seconder for Honorable Mbuyan. Are there any objections? In the absence of objection, the minutes are agreed to. Can we proceed to the next set, Secretariat?
Yeah, the next meeting was held on the 19th of November, where the committee continued with its deliberation on the remitted bills, and the committee formally considered its budget review and recommendation report for this year, Chair. We go down. All members were present on that day, Chair. On. Committee continued with its deliberations. At the end of the briefed the committee on the proposed amendments to the bill, which would require permission from the National Assembly as they were outside the scope of the Copyrights Amendment Bill, as well as the proposed amendments. Committee deliberated. The chairperson then submitted the draft interim report seeking House permission for the committee's consideration. That report is captured in the minutes. That was. This report seeks the permission of the House to amend the matters that fall outside the scope of the Copyright Amendment Bill as table. We go down. The committee then agreed that the House should consider it and was adopted by the committee. And then the next item was the consideration of the budget review and recommendation report. We submitted the report and we took the committee through those concluding remarks again and recommendations. Just go to Tim. Okay, the report was considered and moved by Mrs. Herman and Mr. Mbuyane. The Democratic Alliance, the EFF and Freedom Plus deserve their position on the report. And the committee concluded on 10/21. Mr. Mbuyane raises his hand, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I rise to propose that you adopt the minister's table. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mbuyane. Is moving for the adoption of the minutes.
Ms. Mwatse, Chair.
Honorable Mwatse.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Mwatse seconds the secondment of the minutes. Are there any objections? In the absence, may I actually then proceed to say the minutes are agreed to. Can we then move to the next set, Secretariat?
The next set of minutes, what we had, it was how the meeting was held on the 23rd of November, and we had a briefing by the IDC on its 2020-21 annual report. we had apologies from Mr. McPherson and Mr. Mulder on that day, Chair. Chair, the IDT led by the CEO proceeded to brief the committee on its annual report. The committee deliberated and raised some issues relating to the need to redirect the resources to poorer provinces and the plan to improve geographic spread of funds to create job opportunities, among others. And the matters that was raised by the committee is captured in 2.29, Chair. Pick it down. Committee concluded business of the day at 11:01 until Wednesday the 24th, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much, Secretary. Let me check with honourable members. Your comments. On the adoption of the minutes.
Chair.
Secretary, you are saying, Mr. Mutau, Honourable Mutau. Okay, Honourable Mutau.
Thanks, Chair. I move for adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. And can we check if there is agreement in support?
Mr. Mbuyane, Chair.
Honourable Mbuyane.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I second the proposal that we adopt the minutes as presented. Thank you very much.
The minutes are agreed to. Can we check if ever there's any objection? In the absence, can we actually agree that the minutes are agreed to? Can we move on to the next set, Secretariat?
Okay, the next set of minutes is was held on the 24th of November, where the committee continued its deliberation on the remitted bills. If I may go down here. Here we had an apology, Mr. McPherson, Chair. Let me go down. We deliberations on the remitted bills, Advocate Van der Merwe proceeded to present the wording for the proposed amendment for the committee. And she covered the issues as they raised, as captured in the minutes, Chair. They go down. She also highlighted the technical amendments that affects the Promotion Protection Amendment Bill as a result of the proposal. The committee deliberated and so carried on certain matters, Chair, especially in regard to the implication of the reclassification of the tagging of these bills and on the NCP process in that regard. And there was a request that the gender neutral wording should be considered going forward. Committee then resolved that the members take the matters they party caucuses for their consultation and to come back to the committee today with the informed decision on the wording as proposed by Captain Barber. That meeting concluded on the 11th, at 3 minutes past 11. Ms. Mwatsi raised the hand, Chair.
Honourable Mwatsi.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for adoption of the minutes.
There's a move out for the adoption. Thank you, Honourable Mwatsi. Is there any second?
Ms. Mutahun, Chair.
Honourable Mutau.
Thanks, Chair. I second the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. Can we check if ever there's any objection? In the absence, can I ask that we agree with the minutes as true reflection of our meeting? I'm sure that's actually the meeting before this one. And obviously, on our part, we haven't actually gone on record in terms of today's meeting. And Secretary, I'm sure this concludes the issues relating for the record.
That's correct,
of our proceedings. And maybe then we can actually move on to the next item, which is the conclusion.
Chair,
so obviously, yes.
Mr. Simmons raised a hand. My apologies, Chair. Mr. Simmons raised a hand.
Oh, okay. Honorable Hammonds.
Thank you, Chair. I think there's an expression that says you mustn't praise a fish for swimming, but I want to commend the Secretariat on the excellent way in which they brought us right up to date, and the fact that the minutes went unamended means that they are doing a very good job of recording our meetings. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Your comments are noted, most appreciated. Unless maybe there are any other issues, honorable members and secretariat, we can actually then pick up. Secretariat, are there any issues that might be missing?
No, Chair. We have, just on behalf of the secretariat, thank you for those words, Chair. And there is, we have concluded our business for today, Chair. We will keep members up to date on the processes that unfolds in tomorrow's meeting with the NA with regarding the decision, so that, and we'll keep members up to date with that processes going forward there. Okay, regarding, so we are, the decision is taken that there is no need for the committee to have a meeting tomorrow and Friday, and our next meeting will then be on the 7th of December, where we will receive a briefing by the minister on the steel master plan.
Okay. No, thank you very much, Secretariat. Let me just say it will be very important to be able to actually at that meeting, we just do a conclusive statement around the remitted bill, Secretariat, for lack of a better term,
yes,
on my side, so that at least we know status at that time. The agenda item, I'm agreed with it, but in terms of the item of the agenda, which is crucial, all the meetings that we have had are a build-up of a program to respond to those issues. Just a slight summary, it might be a document we circulate before the 7th meeting, just to give us a picture of where we are in the map. So
no,
I'm just saying that it will be a good update to do it at that time. Okay. Honorable members, I'm sure we have actually got to the end of our program for today's meeting agenda. And let me actually welcome you and actually accept that at least we have managed to work together to the level of the conclusion. Can we then actually agree that we conclude our meeting? Can we reconvene on the 7th of December with the small notes that I've highlighted myself? Are there any other issues besides that, Secretariat? It looks like we have come to the end of our meeting. So I should be in order to say our meeting is adjourned.
All the Chair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Long live Chair. Long live Chair.